Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, everybody. It's your man, Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. It's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right. S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everyone.
What up, y'all?
Of course, Atlanta is here with us, as well as Heidi and Chewy are all here.
Fam.
Hey,
wow. What's up?
It looks like Halsey's facing some backlash, and Lea Michele's being called out for being a mean girl. Mm-hmm. And also, Brat is speaking up in a very revealing interview.
Oh,
I'm hoping there's pictures.
Yes.
And Headcrack chats with actress Drea De Matteo.
Ooh, I love her.
You know her from a bunch of great shows, including the classic The Sopranos.
Yes.
She has a new podcast coming out called Made Women that looks back at that amazing show. But first, Chewy, what you got?
Well, we are all still dealing with the anger, shock, and sadness over George Floyd's death. And now the young daughter of George Floyd has paid a beautiful tribute to her father. In a touching video gone viral, shot by Scripps, the 6-year-old Gianna Floyd, sitting on the shoulders of her father's longtime friend, former NBA star Steven Jackson, has really warmed our hearts. And you guys just take a look.
That's right, that is how it works.
Wait,
he did what?
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Beautiful.
He will always live on. But yo, Portia, how did this video make you feel? And do you think when she gets older, she's going to carry her father's legacy and change the world?
Seeing this video, it literally broke my heart. It really did. It was heartbreaking and beautiful all at the same time.
Yes.
And it was very chilling to see her on Steven Jackson's shoulders because he looked so much like her father. And you can just remember her having those type of moments with her own dad. And he did have a good relationship with her. And listen, I do believe that young girl, the way she spoke, and they say it comes out of the mouth of babes. And what did she say? Her father changed the world.
Yeah. I agree, and I think there are already a lot of people, you know, Portia's supporting her because Steven Jackson started a GoFundMe page for her, and it's already over $500,000
nice.
For this little girl.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, you know, being in an interracial relationship, it can be really difficult, and you got to have these hard conversations. And especially right now, in the wake of everything that is happening around the world and what we're dealing with here in America. Well, earlier this week, Eve spilled the tea on her talk show, The Talk at Home Show, and she basically talked about how she had to have a very tough conversation with her husband, Max Cooper, about everybody protesting to have justice for George Floyd. Take a look.
I am in an interracial relationship. I am having some of the most difficult and uncomfortable conversations I think I've ever had, and vice versa with my husband. All he can do is try to understand and try to ask the questions, and he wants to understand. And that's what the nation, that's what the world has to do. It's gonna be uncomfortable, but we have to be okay with being uncomfortable so that we can get to a solution.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Now, Heidi, are you surprised that it seems like, from what we're getting from Eve, that they're just now having this type of conversation with them being in an interracial relationship?
Yeah, see, I think that's the weird part. I mean, when you're dating, and then if you're dating and you're talking about we're going to have kids, and you talk about all that stuff, is like,
right.
I was talking to a friend of mine last night about this, who is, my friend is white. She married a black man who had a 2-year-old son at the time, and and she's been his mom. He's now 35 years old, so she's been his mom for a long time. And she said she had to learn, like, when she's out with him, like having to teach a little boy things she never thought she'd have to teach them. And even being out, she would be out with her husband and get stopped by police. She just told me this last night. It's mind-blowing. She would get stopped by police, mm-hmm. and police would ask her, ma'am, are you with him on your own volition?
Damn,
and
wow.
She said they got pulled over. They got pulled over by the police at least 20 times over the course of their marriage.
Doing nothing wrong.
I just think even dating, she should have had that conversation. I find it's weird. I mean, I'm glad they're having it, but I think it's kind of weird to have it right now.
This is making everybody have to have a conversation, you know?
Right. All right, y'all. So Halsey has been on the scene representing for the cause, providing first aid assistance to injured protesters in the streets of L.A., which is a great thing. But after this comment was made in response to a fan, some people are giving her the side eye now, y'all. So apparently a fan called Halsey out saying she's biracial, but she doesn't claim her black side. They wrote in a now deleted tweet, notice how Halsey never claims her black side, but she supports. Stop being ignorant. She's never claimed her black side. This is why I will never support her. On her post, she says, let black people speak, not let our people speak. Nah, f*** her.
Damn. Ooh. Oh, pretty aggressive.
Wow. Did she respond, Brad?
Yes, y'all. Yeah, Halsey responded. She said, I'm white passing. It's not my place to say we. It's my place to help. I'm in pain for my family, but nobody's going to kill me based on my skin color. She said, I've always been proud of who I am, but it'd be an absolute disservice to say we when I'm not susceptible to the same violence.
Oh.
So, Portia, are you surprised that she admits to passing?
I just want people to not be so quick to attack people who actually are trying to help in the movement.
Right, exactly.
Listen kind of to productive. What she said. What she said was, I'm always proud of who I am, period. That's the fact is she's a black woman and she knows it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I can appreciate her being open and honest, and I appreciate her being active. So please stop canceling people who are actually out here trying to help humanity, help people be treated equally. Please don't do that.
I mean, I understand why people would be upset, because people dig and try to find something wrong with everything. But the bottom line is, this lady is helping the cause. She's not sitting back.
And listen,
she's
speaking out. Those people. You need those people who are pouring milk on your face and water on you, because they are getting more and more aggressive. And if you didn't have them, honey, your eyes will burn until you found your car.
Well, you know what? It doesn't get any crazier than this. Meal kit company HelloFresh, we know them well. They dropped Lea Michele after her former Glee co-star, Samantha Ware, claimed that Lea Michele bullied her on the show. Now, it all came to a head after Lea addressed George Floyd's death on Twitter. And let's just say that all hell broke loose after that tweet. In response to Lea's tweet, Samantha said she made her life a living hell, and once even said that she would in her wig.
Damn,
it doesn't stop there, kids. It doesn't stop there. Another actor, Debier, who had a guest role in the series, claims that Leah didn't let him sit in a lunch table with the other cast members when he was on the set. Now, for the record, Leah did issue a public apology for her co-star. She said, quote, "I don't remember ever making this specific statement, and I've never judged others by their background or color of their skin." She then added, "That's not really the point. What matters is that I clearly acted in ways which hurt people. I apologize for my behavior and for any pain which I have caused."
Listen, Samantha Ware, Samantha Ware is a beautiful person inside and out. She is a friend of mine, and she is an absolute sweetheart and beautiful spirit. On the other hand, I've interviewed Leah Michele maybe 10 times, and she's one of the rudest, condescending people I have ever met in my entire life.
No way, Chewy.
Call it out, Chewy. Call it out.
Leah, you remember saying that. You know what kind of person you are. I know how you navigate. You are rude and disrespectful, and I'm glad you got called out.
Wow. Say that again.
Wow.
Chewy. And Chewy is one of the sweetest people ever.
Yes.
Well, coming up next, find out how Tom Cruise is making his mission possible and trying to stay corona-free while filming MI7. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, so it looks like no mission is impossible for Tom Cruise.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's been reported that Tom is building a corona-free village in England. It's on an old Royal Air Force site. And it's basically because he wants to get the crew back so they can finish filming Mission Impossible 7. Rumor has it that the cast is going to live in VIP Winnebago trailers.
Okay.
So they can all work through this scenes and inside a bubble to protect the crew and avoid everybody from getting COVID-19. A source said it's pricey, but Tom always does things bigger and better than anyone, and there's a hell of a lot of writing on this film. The Mission Impossible movies are all massive box office successes, and the studio is right behind getting this back on track.
That's dope. You know, Tom Cruise has always been a get it done kind of guy, and that's why he stays on top of his game, and he's not the only one doing this. Tyler Perry also has a situation where he's having a bunch of people hunker down at Tyler Perry Studios so they can knock out a bunch of shows.
Wow. Figuring
it out, evolving. You
I want to see Madea hanging off the side of a plane. Sometime Cruise.
I actually rather see Madea
in Mission Impossible 7.
Madea Impossible.
All right, y'all, everybody, I want y'all to just get excited because we got some breaking news right here on Dish Nation, honey. That's right. Our girl, Brett, you boo. Girl, why you didn't tell us that you had this write-up in Variety magazine? And they even have a wonderful, sassy, beautiful, bossy picture of you, too. But they also spilled the tea about you being in love. Your love life, honey. They talked about you and your boo, Kaleidoscope Hair Product CEO, Jessica Dupart, a.k.a. the real Big Booty Judy. And they also really asked you some questions about how does it feel for you to come out after 25 years in the game?
Wait a second, Brett. You're gay? You told me Judy was your roommate.
Oh, my God.
You know, so,
you stupid Heidi.
She's not a roommate, okay? They in the same room, but not a roommate, all right?
I got you.
Now, here's a quote from Brad. This is what she said in Variety, and I'm going to read it for you even though you're still sitting there, okay? Now, you said, "I've always felt like being private is a better way to go because then you don't have to worry about so many people in your business. I was fine staying quiet, but my partner is a social media mogul. That's how she became who she is. And when you get somebody, you have to meet them in the middle. So to me, the middle was just letting everybody know, hey, she is the one."
Love it. Love it, baby.
I'm turning red.
Speech.
You know what? I have never had anybody make me feel the way she makes me feel. I mean, I feel super duper loved. I love feeding off of her in more ways than one. And she loves feeding off of me. So
you better eat, bitch. You better eat.
Yes.
She said feeding.
Invite me to the party. Come on.
Hey, nah. Brett, you know, you also have a track you just released called Quarantine with You. We're going to play it right. Can we play this right now? Listen to this, y'all.
I never had nobody make me feel quite like you. And it's my life with you. I'm sitting here quarantined and I need you. Let's make a movie. I'm your feature.
Oh, that's what we're doing? Yes. Yep. We got the rights to it.
Yeah, Brad.
This song is dope.
Love it, Brad.
Got that, yeah, Brandon. Yeah.
Come through, Brad, with them vocals,
thank
too.
You.
We hear you harmonizing.
Wow.
Yes, man, we are so we happy for you, Brad, though, because you look
thank
happy.
You, guys.
We love
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yes. I love y'all, too, man. I appreciate
love
the love.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, you know my guest from shows like Desperate Housewives, Sons of Anarchy, and Shades of Blue. She even won an Emmy for her role on The Sopranos, and she recently started a Sopranos rewatch podcast called Made Women. Give it up for the queen from Queens, Dre De Mateo. Let's get it!
Queen from Queens. That's the queen only Queens. Girl ever need. Thanks.
Now, I mean, I would imagine, like, you know, even in the Hollywood world, there are, like, famous stars and celebrities that are big fans of The Sopranos. Who shocked you the most that was, like, a fan of the show that you could have never guessed?
We were backstage at a Rolling Stones concert, and Mick Jagger told me that he would have all of the episodes flown into him on the tour bus. Before they were even airing, they were sending them to the Stones so they could watch them, like, as they were airing, I guess, because they couldn't get HBO or whatever on the bus.
Where do you keep your Emmy?
You know, I was afraid to win the Emmy. I was afraid that when you win an Emmy for playing a New York character with a heavy accent, that you'll never work again. This is where my mind went, because now you are emblazoned in people's psyches and memories as someone who can only talk like this. You're going to be typecast. You're only going to play in Italian. You're going to be typecast as stupid and as Italian, all these different things that came with it for someone who was a kid. I was still young. I still took my career in this, like, precious kind of serious way. So I was scared. I left that in the bathroom in my house for a long time.
Has it been upgraded now? Is it now, like, at least in the nice bathroom, the master joint?
I left it in the bathroom for years, man. And now it's finally in my, now that I'm a mature adult and mother of two, it's in my office, but it's not propped up anywhere. It's actually down on a small table on the ground on some books. It's on some books.
Now, rewatch it everything over again. What has been the biggest shocker or revelation to you, like, since you started rewatching The Sopranos?
The biggest shocker that I let them dress me up without a bra on was the biggest shocker for the first season.
Now, for years, they've been talking about the possibility of some level of a Sopranos reunion. I know it's kind of hard to do because we have lost some key players, but if they did do one, would you be a part of it?
Oh, I mean, if they would have me, of course. I mean, I will chase him down myself, David Chase, begging at his doorstep. I'd have to play, I don't know. There's really no one for me to play.
Like, how would you write, like, maybe you survived in some weird way?
Well, you never know.
Now, the podcast is called Made Women. If people want to go check it out, where can they go?
Anywhere you get your podcasts. It's called Made Women. You can check us out on Instagram to find us at Made Women Pod. And the main reason to come to the show for a lot of the younger folks is we're filthy. We're not just some normal, like, blah, blah, blah. Let's talk about it scene by scene. We go through it hardcore, and we analyze it like crazy people. It's like Dr. Phil and Betty White.
Yo, I love it. I love it. Dre De Mateo, God bless. Continue success. And I can't wait to see where you put your next Oscar and Emmy and the next thing that you do. We throwing that to the universe, okay? Well, God bless, man. Have a great one. Thank you for giving us your time.
Bye.
Back to you, baby. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Nation. Well, even dating apps are making their voices heard. Gary, the popular gay app Grindr, you know it. They're joining the movement in the fight against racism by removing the ethnicity filter, which allows users to pay to exclude certain ethnicities on the Grindr app.
Ew. Oh.
So they released a statement via social media saying, "We stand in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement and the hundreds of thousands of queer people of color who log into our app every day. As part of this commitment and based on your feedback, we have decided to remove the ethnicity filter from our next release.
But aren't there other options as far as the algorithm goes? I mean, what if you want somebody's a certain height?
Right. Like,
are they going to exclude short right. guys with small penises? Because I'm asking for a friend.
For a friend.
Yeah. I mean, the filters are there because it's a dating app and it's who you want to date. Like, what if right. I don't want to date, you know, someone who is not religious or not Christian? I should be able to say right. so. So right.
what do you think, Chewy?
I don't know. Isn't sexual attraction like a subjective thing, though?
Right.
I can't get mad at you if you're not into me. I can't get right. mad. I can't get mad at you if you don't dig Latin guys or, you know, big, cute guys with beards. You know, I'm not going to hold that against you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know.
Now, Gary, do you think all apps should remove the ethnicity filter?
No, they shouldn't remove. Could you imagine these white queens, honey, want a nice big black buck, honey, and they can't get them? They got to leave that on there. Yeah.
So what? They want to start with the right nationality.
They
right.
got to leave it. So they can't,
Because basically a dating app is that you're shopping. You're shopping for a mate. So if you're going to go to the store, right. there's certain segments of the store that's everything, you know, segmented out.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for shoes. Right. Well, they're in here someplace. And I'm like, wait, what?
Right. Can you narrow it down?
Right.
I
know.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.